Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. Little Steely Dan for you. Never hurts to have a little Steely Dan. You just actually can't have too much Steely Dan, in my opinion. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about having Scott Spiker back on the show because he's got some things he wants to talk about that I think you and I need to know about. Scott is the president and chief executive officer of Destiny Health. Scott, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Did you know that today is National Candy Month? I mean, this June is National Candy Month.
That plain evaded me. I apologize.
How about that? And did you also know that June is National Dairy Month?
I was unaware of that as well.
You know, Scott, you can't go through life without having this kind of information, and I'm glad we were able to provide that for you.
I'll be forever grateful.
But there's one more thing. Today is National Tailor's Day. So I know you're going to want to go hug your tailor today and wish him or her a happy day, right?
I'll be on my way out the door as soon as we wrap up.
Scott, thank you for joining us and for talking to us some more about some of the things that you guys are learning about how Americans are dealing with their health care. And you've got some new information, don't you?
I certainly do. We've just done a survey where we've compared what people's expectations are about their future need for health care spending past retirement versus what they really need, and we were shocked.
Well, now, wait a minute, Scott. Past retirement, I mean, the government's supposed to take care of me past retirement, aren't they?
I think that's the common perception. Let me give you a few facts that are frightening. Let's just say it ain't so, Scott.
Say it sounds like you're about to frighten us a little bit here.
I'm intending to. Specific intent, and it's not for any other reason than I think people being forewarned will make them forearmed. And it's really important because the earlier you start saving, the more it compounds. And this need is big, it's real, and with the Medicare deficits that are looming in front of us, I think it's potentially even more real. So let me give you a few facts, if I may.
Absolutely.
If you are 65 years old today and you want to have your medical needs taken care of fully, it's going to cost you $116,000 for Medicare supplement and drug coverage through the age of 80.
Supplement.
That's in addition to Medicare.
That's just supplement on top of whatever benefits you may get from Medicare.
Correct. If you are 55 years old today and are thinking about retiring, it's going to cost you $83,000 to cover the typical group insurance premiums and out-of-pocket expenses just to get you to 65 when Medicare kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
So these are substantial and real numbers. And I think the backdrop that's really frightening is that for those of us that are baby boomers, there's a very real possibility Medicare is not going to look anything like it does today. The government budget office has forecast a shortfall of $28 trillion. Now, that's a big, big number. That's 13 zeros.
It's already in trouble, and the big tickets haven't hit yet, have they?
No.
When the boomers come of age, so to speak, in retirement, that's when the big ticket's going to happen.
And that's just starting now. We've got the first wave of the baby boomers hitting 59 and a half this year.
Yeah.
And we talk about Social Security all the time and the deficits that are looming there. The Medicare shortfall is six times larger.
Hmm.
And that's frightening.
Yeah. Well, and we can't even solve what it seems a little odd to say that Social Security is the easy one. As ugly and as big a challenge as it is, but we can't even get that solved, let alone the big one.
Yeah, and I think the outcome, if people don't get their understanding about what their future needs are correct, we may find out that the golden years aren't golden or so golden after all. And you know, I don't want to just be an alarmist, but the thought of future bankruptcy, of being indigent, should be frightening to all of us.
Because what happens is if you can't pay that the health care expenses, then out of liquidity you're going to have to divest of some things, and ultimately you will divest to the point where you will then become basically a ward of the state.
Well, a very frightening statistic from AARP.
Is that accurate?
That's absolutely true. AARP tells us that half of the 1.5 million personal bankruptcies that are filed each year come from high health care expenses,
mm-hmm.
even though 75% of those filers had some kind of an insurance. So people need to have their own nest egg. And, you know, that leads me to what we learned from our survey. Only about half of individuals say they were saving specifically for their future health care needs. 65% of them said they knew that they were quite concerned about their future health care expenses, but only 54% said they're actually saving. And of those 54, they're only putting aside 17% of their total overall retirement monies towards health care needs. Mm-hmm. So woefully underfunding what's going to be a big and real cost for us all.
Well, but there are things that can be done, right?
Absolutely.
So give us. We're going to a break in about a half a minute. Give us an example.
The best example I can give you is health savings accounts, newly approved over the last 2 years.
HSAs. My audience has heard me talk about this many, many, many times. And in fact, we were talking about them when they were MSAs, medical savings account, before they morphed into HSAs.
Quite right. They are the best means of accumulating money on a tax-deferred basis, in addition to what you can already put away in your 401k or profit sharing or individual retirement account.
Right. Right. And folks, this is all part of what the president calls the ownership society, and what it's part of what I was calling before there was a President Bush, the 43. You heard me on this show talking about the century of the entrepreneur. And what Scott is talking about is all part of the century of the entrepreneur, which is where you and I are in charge of our own destiny, and we don't rely on either a big corporation or big government to take care of us. But we got to get ready for it, and we're going to talk some more about this with our friend Scott Spiker right after these messages. He's President Chief Executive Officer of Destiny Health. Mr. Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring him my pain.
The late, great Marvin Gaye. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Spiker's here, too, because he's got some things to talk about, some more things to talk about that you and I need to know about. And Scott, by the way, Scott, folks, is President and Chief Executive Officer of Destiny Health. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Destiny Health?
Destiny Health is a new kind of insurance company. We are focused on empowering individuals with the right kinds of information and the ability to make many decisions for themselves. New company, 4 years old, growing very, very quickly. I think this is all part of this ownership generation that you were just talking about a moment ago, Jim. I think people are starting to take note of this, and our kind of insurance plan is really taking root quickly.
Well, the 20th century was really kind of an anomaly in history, if you think about it. I think we'll look back 100 years from now, we'll look back on the 20th century as sort of a rare period when people had the expectation of being taken care of, either by, you know, a paternal company or a paternal government entity or both. But as you know, prior to that, we were all self-sufficient. And subsequent to that, we're moving day by day more towards self-sufficiency. And the thing is, Scott, if you look at what's happening in Europe right now, and you look at what's happening in the United States right now, you know, the United States has its challenges in being competitive around the world, but we don't, even though we've had this 20th century where we had the paternal relationships with big companies and with government, we're not wedded to that. We're not locked into that. And we're making changes slowly but surely away from that back towards self-sufficiency, which means that we're going to be moving more and more towards being competitive in a 21st century marketplace. Europe hasn't made that transition, and I don't think they're going to make that transition anytime soon. And so the ownership society, the century of the entrepreneur, is a very healthy thing to embrace, in my opinion. What do you think,
Scott? I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's all about choice. We don't want to be told what we can and can't do. We want to have tax-effective solutions that allow us to make the choices that are right for us, particularly around topics that are as personal as healthcare and retirement.
Right. Absolutely. Now, in addition to the HSAs that are available, and by the way, Scott, I own an HSA.
Congratulations.
The moment we could get one, we got one.
Congratulations.
And I wish my only regret is that I wasn't able to buy an HSA 20 years ago. If I had, I'd have money in the bank right now, for more money in the bank instead of having paid money out for premiums, because I thank God I've been a healthy person in my life. But the other thing that I want to ask you about is association health plans, and because this is something I think that is a very important policy device, a political device that we need to have available to small business owners. What do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. I think they give small business owners the ability to pool their risk in a manner that big companies have always had advantage of doing. And that's what insurance really is about. It's about taking care of those things that you can't foresee. You know, a bad genetic circumstance that happens to your family, or an accident, or a knee repair, things you can't anticipate, you want to be able to be part of a risk pool that covers you for those, just like car insurance.
When I mentioned, we've talked about HSAs, health savings accounts, and folks, this is where basically, well, I'll tell you what, Scott, why don't you tell us how an HSA works?
HSA is an account that your employer sets up for you as your health insurance alternative. It is a high deductible plan, which means the comprehensive insurance only comes in when you've crossed the threshold, but then there is
$1,000 a year, $2,000, $5,000, whatever the number is.
Correct. There are specific provisions. They can't be higher than $10,000, but the real benefit of these kinds of accounts is there's a savings vehicle that either the employer and or the employee can contribute to on a tax deferred, actually tax-free basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the new twist on these things was, if you don't use it, you get to keep it, and you get to roll it over and compound it on a tax-free basis.
And pass it, whatever's left over when you move on to that great marketplace in the sky, pass it on to your family.
Correct.
As opposed to having paid an insurance company for a lot of risk that you didn't have.
Quite right.
Now, by the way, folks, HSAs are, as he said, as Scott said, are available through employers. But if you're a sole proprietor, if you're an individual, if you're a small business owner, you don't have to. You can buy them individually, right, Scott?
That's correct as well.
Right.
And the real advantage of these accounts is, if you really need the money, you can get it out. You have mm-hmm. to pay a 10% penalty to the government if you take it out and spend it on something else, but you do have access to those funds. And because the money compounds on a tax-free basis, that's probably a good deal anyway.
Well, it's not only compounds tax-free, but you actually get a tax deduction for it, don't you? Like an IRA.
You do as a company. You don't yet as an individual.
Right, right. Hey, Scott, thank you for being here. Give us your website, please.
www.destinyhealth.com.
Will you come back another day and give us some more of the research that you're going to be conducting?
Absolutely. Glad to do it.
Thank you, Scott. Quick break. Right back with June Reed. She's in Iraq. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.